Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is his song, otherwise known as Sharon S. Johnson, coming to you with day 23 of Verses of Victory. Day 23, or I should say Verses of Victory, is a book that I wrote. It's a daily devotional, 31 days, and it's a book of Bible verses. It started out as a challenge to myself to see how many verses I knew or how many verses of victory I knew. So what you've been hearing is ones that I knew and some that I actually looked up and learned along the way. And we hope that it strengthens you and blesses you this day. It's a 31-day devotional to educate, motivate, and stimulate those who seek victory. And it's a reminder that we have the victory, because we sometimes do forget. I had a wonderful, wonderful day yesterday, and I'm expecting the same today. God is so good and so awesome, and he's just opening my eyes in so many ways. Let's go on to our Bible verse for today. You know, before I do that, I usually start off with a little musical selection before I speak, and today had a little charger situation, but that's okay. But you know, it's reminding me that music is all around me. Music has been such a big part of my life, and right now I'm asking the Lord to open my ears more to his word and the sounds around me. And you know, it's just a reminder, as I started up this broadcast, I've hear the birds chirping outside and a few other things. So I'm like, that is God's natural music. And how often do we go throughout our day and don't even notice it? So thank you, God, for the birds that are singing this morning. We're in Psalm 103, verse 12. And we're in the New International Version. It says, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Psalm 103, verse 12. Got another short and sweet one today. It says, that's pretty far, because of course those are two totally opposite directions. That means our transgressions are on one side, and they are so far away that God no longer sees them. He has removed them from us. He sent the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus. So instead, he sees his son and the perfect life he lived and the loving life he gave. Jesus bore all our sins, all our transgressions. And as we move away from our transgressions, we move closer to God, to his protection, to his favor, and to his love. We can never be fully like Jesus, but Jesus took our place so that we might move closer than ever to our God. And that's the reading for today. You might have heard the phone ringing in the background. And usually I would stop and start over. But today I'm just, you know, continuing to learn. Everything doesn't have to be just perfect. It's, you know, maybe someday I'll be doing live broadcasts and I can't control when somebody's phone rings. You just never know. So the Lord is helping me to let go of perfectionism. I don't have to be perfect. Of course, I should, you know, strive to do my best always, but I don't have to be perfect, because he was perfect for all of us, including me. So with that, I'm going to go on to our three P's. By now, you should know what they are. Personalize, practice, and proclaim. Personalize. What does this verse mean to you? What does it mean to you to know that, to have that analogy, as far as the east is from the west? What does that mean to you to know that he's forgiven your transgressions? And does the accompanying devotional, which is my take on things, remind you of any situation in your own life? Practice. What steps can you take today to bring the victorious meaning of this verse into your life? And we always close out with a prayer proclaiming victory over your situation. Dear Lord, thank you that you remember my transgressions no more. I am thankful that you are all seeing and all knowing, and that you already knew every right and wrong step I was going to take in my life, and so made provisions to cover my sins even before I was here, before I was born. Help me to forgive myself. Help me to forgive myself. I declare, Lord, that you are all powerful in my life and in the world. Amen. Well, thank you. That is very freeing to know that God made provision for us before we were even born. It shows that we were on his mind from the beginning of time. I thank you for joining me for day 23, and I hope that you just have a wonderful, wonderful day. No matter what you've done, you're already forgiven. Amen. Bye-bye now.